Practicing by himself. So we're changing things up a little bit this morning. But I just want to welcome you all. This is your second week at LCU for a new spring semester. And so I hope it's going well. I really like new things. Well, I like the beginning of a new semester because it's exciting. People have more energy. You're rested from the holiday. So there's just a lot of good things about being new or something new. Some of you are experiencing a lot of new things. Maybe it's new housing situation, new friends, new organizations, new jobs. A lot of new stuff could be happening. And let me, hopefully I'm not going to be the first to tell you, but new will never stop. So you're always going to be new, or something new will always come up. So just wanted you to keep that in mind. I used to hate new things because generally new means change. And I'm not really good with change. I like routine. I have the same routine every day. I wake up mostly at the same exact time. I work out with the same two people. I eat the same two things for breakfast, mostly the same thing at lunch. I have the same morning getting ready routine and at night. I think it's kind of turned my daughter into a little OCD. But I'm good with that, and it works for me. But unfortunately, I've had to experience a lot of new things. And I remember very vividly being a new student and sitting in y'all's place not too long ago, a little longer than I like to admit, but not too long ago. And actually, I was really excited about this new title of being a new LCU student. My sister came here, and when I visited, this is where I wanted to be. And I knew some people here, and so I kind of thought I would have a grasp on how LCU would go and what I would be involved in, because when I got here, I wanted to do as much as I could. But sometimes new means you get put in your place. So this is a wonderful picture of me at my freshman orientation about a decade ago. So as most of you know, during freshman orientation, you try out to be a student senator or freshman representative. So that's what I wanted to do. I got my speech all ready. See these four wonderful girls. They were supporting me. They wrote these big vote shirts. And I really did think I was going to be a senator. Well, I got rejected, and I was not elected, and that was very humiliating, but it was good in the long run because it presented new opportunities and things that I didn't really anticipate. So after the next new big thing in my life was, after I graduated, was a new career. So I was engaged to my best friend, which was great, but I didn't really know what path God had for me career-wise. So I actually got my first job in LCU admissions recruiting in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it was fantastic. I kind of thought it would be a lot like being a student, but I quickly realized that being a new employee meant getting up at 8 a.m. every day, or no, being at work at 8 a.m., which means I started drinking coffee every day. Being a new employee meant bills, it meant taxes, it meant a whole lot of stuff that's not fun, so when your parents say, don't grow up too fast, now I really realize what they're talking about. But I've quickly learned and experienced in the various roles I've served in at LCU, being the resident director. Here's a picture of my first group of RAs. Being the resident director, having the opportunity to work with our board of trustees, and now as the new assistant dean. I kind of thought I would have a grasp on how being the assistant dean would go, because my husband did it before, and he made it look easy, so I kind of thought it'd be easy. And working with Josh, you know, I've known him for a long time, so, but let me just say, it's been a lot different. It's created some challenges, it's grown me as a person, just the new conflicts that I've experienced, it's just made me grow. And so I'm thankful for this new opportunity as an employee in various roles at LCU. Another new thing that I've got to experience in the past couple years is the new role of being a mom to this beautiful two-year-old. I know, she's so sweet. We could just look at her for the rest of the time I'm supposed to talk. But anyways, this is Harley. She is almost 2 years old, and she gave me this new title. And I can't really explain to you. I know this doesn't really apply to most of you in here, or guys, it'll never apply to you. But being a new mom is, you can't really put it into words. But I did learn some fun things along the way that I would like to share with you. Some of these might apply to you, some of them may not. But here's my top 10 lessons of being a new mom or being pregnant. Number one, sometimes you don't think your baby is the cutest thing in the world. And that does not make you a bad mom, but sometimes they're just not. Number two, people will touch your stomach if it is protruding out quite a bit, which is awkward. And guys, it's not fair that you don't ever have to experience this. For the most part, hopefully you don't. Number three, you get heartburn like a 60-year-old man. And I say this because my dad's 60 and he has heartburn like I do right now. Number four, people look at you weird because they can't tell sometimes if you just have a belly or if you're actually pregnant. Number five, it makes people feel super awkward if they ask when you're due and you tell them you're not pregnant. That's really funny. Number six, no one will judge you for how much you eat, or they shouldn't. Number seven, that belly button ring at 16 wasn't such a great idea. 10 years later, watching your stomach expand 10 inches. Number eight, if your belly button pops out, that does not mean the baby is done cooking. Number nine, there is life after having a child, and sometimes that includes sleep. And number 10, things that seem so important at one time are no longer as important, like wearing new, fresh, clean clothes every day. Sometimes you have to wear your same sweatpants 3 days in a row, which I know some of you already do. So y'all can relate to that. So in case you all haven't noticed, I am expecting again. This is my precious little girl holding her belly. And I get a second opportunity to be a mom. Even though I'm already a mom, I have a second chance to start over, to maybe be more patient, maybe be more loving, maybe just try and work on the things that I didn't do so great the first time, and I'm excited. And so I want you to realize that you kind of have that second opportunity right now, even though you're probably not pregnant with your second kid. Starting a new semester is like that second opportunity. Sometimes new is exciting, sometimes it's heartbreaking. It can make you crazy, can make you confused, can make you seem lost, it can make you feel like you found your place, and it can make you feel whole. This is a scripture that I refer to every now and then. It's from Lamentations. It's not a super encouraging book or anything, but I really like this part, so I'm going to share this with you. Lamentations 3, verse 19. I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember. The feeling of hitting the bottom. But there's one other thing I remember. In remembering, I keep a grip on hope. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They are created new every morning. How great is your faithfulness. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits, to the woman who diligently seeks. It's a good thing to quietly hope for help from God. It's a good thing when you're young to stick it out through the hard times. When life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. Enter the silence. Bow in prayer. Don't ask questions. Wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full face. The worst is never the worst. Why? Because the master won't ever walk out and fail to return. If he works severely, he also works tenderly. His stockpiles of loyal love are immense. He takes no pleasure in making life hard and throwing roadblocks in the way. God uses new things to change and remind me that I'm not in control. His new is beautiful and perfect, much better than I could even ever anticipate. When I think back at that first picture, if my life would have played out exactly how I thought when I did that embarrassing Senate speech, then let me tell you, I would have been greatly disappointed because I wouldn't have married my best friend, which was not in my original plan. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to work at this amazing university, and I wouldn't have 1.5 beautiful daughters. So as you begin this semester, here's my challenge, that you start new, that you put the past behind you, and you make this your new beginning better than it was last semester. Try something new, do something new, go to a new place, order something new, make a new friend. Start this semester with the excited anticipation of what God has in store for you, and allow him to use new experiences to give you an even better future than you can even imagine. Thanks.